Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Civil War. Those who have studied the Civil War know that at some point it takes over your memory of what happened even though you were born in the 20th century. We spend time, those of us with the fever, talking about units and angles and shots and things that could have happened. One wonderfully rich conversation is thanks to William B. Stiple, whom I welcome, for his book, Generals in Bronze, Interviewing the Commanders of the Civil War. Bill and I met by accident, serendipity, the way all battlefields turn out, at the Gettysburg Museum next to the battlefield in July of this year. And Bill's book is a revelation, not of the battlefield itself, but of the memories of the battlefield by the men who were there, the generals in particular, and their memory becomes a record thanks to the quick sketch artist and illustrator, James Kelly. We have these notes because of Bill's very careful assembly of the documents that were left and never published in the 19th century or the 20th. Bill, congratulations. Generals in Bronze is a treasure of dialogue and at the same time an illustration cavalcade of drawings by one man, James Kelly, born 1855 in New York, in New York City. Who was he? What do we need to know about him before we go to his conversations with the aged Union and Confederate generals? Good evening to you.
Thanks for having me on, John. James Kelly, born in 1855 in New York City, too young to be a soldier in the Civil War, but nevertheless interested, mesmerized by the troops marching off to the battlefields from New York. He witnessed the literally troops marching past the doorstep of his home. And also, he was very interested in art as a young age. He pored over those illustrated newspapers of the day, like Harper's Weekly and Frank Leslie's illustrated newspapers, which depicted glorious battle scenes. And he would, as a child, reproduce these scenes by drawing on his slate at school. And he soon developed a real talent drawing.
That talent was of interest to his mom and then eventually his dad. And there was a style in the 19th century of apprenticeship. It certainly dominated the life of men who were very successful later. In other words, you didn't go to college. You apprenticed at a very young age, often 14, 12, 15. And his father apprenticed him to different artisans. And then eventually he was taken up by the quick drawing department of, was it Harper's or Scribner's? I can't recall.
The first paper he was involved with was the Harper's Publications, which was, there was a Harper's Weekly and there was also a Harper's Monthly magazine. And in those days, again, you could not reproduce photographs in newspapers, and a drawing would have to be made and then drawn onto a block and engraved on a block and then printed from the block. So it was a long process. And Kelly developed an early great skill in drawing these illustrations on the block for the engravers.
His style, to note here, was distinctive at the time. It's very precise and carefully done so that you get a sense of the field, not just one person, but the field. What we're keen on is work of the heads and profiles of these aging generals as they talked. As I understand it, it's a revelation that we have these documents. So a detail about Bill, your work with your colleagues, where are the documents today that you brought to light?
Kelly's interview notes are in several locations. One at the Art Institute of the Smithsonian in Washington, the New York Historical Society in New York City. And Kelly also, not only did he interview and sketch generals, he also did some naval heroes, admirals, and some of Kelly's work, naval heroes, are at the Naval Academy in Annapolis.
There are lots of drawings, and you have some reproduced in your book, Generals in Bronze. Is there any one place for all the artwork? Is it online anywhere, Bill?
It's not his entire collection. The Smithsonian has some on their website. The New York Historical Society has some. These are even various stages of the artwork, preliminary sketches, rough sketches, we'll call it, and then developing those rough sketches into a more pleasing picture, and then the final engraving. Kelly's artwork can be seen to this day in back issues of Harper's Weekly and Monthly and Scribner's Magazine. There isn't a single depository of his artwork. You literally have to puzzle it together.
Let's go to work. His childhood hero and the man he meets at the Fifth Avenue Hotel. His name is Sheridan, about as famous as you can get in the history of the United States. But Kelly is bold and he wants to sketch a Sheridan. And the dialogue is reproduced in Bill's book. I got the sense right away, as if I was reading a novel, that Sheridan warmed to him right away, almost as a father to a son. Was that your impression of that first meeting?
Kelly was an admiring student of Sheridan's military career, and Kelly was introduced to Sheridan by a former staff officer of General Sheridan. It was a neighbor of Kelly's. His name was Captain William Alexander, who introduced Kelly, and Sheridan and Kelly became fast friends, and Kelly made several illustrations of Sheridan. Most famously was a bronze statuette entitled Sheridan at Cedar Creek, one of the great moments of Sheridan's career. And Sheridan actually used one of Kelly's illustrations for the cover of his memoirs. And that just shows how much Sheridan respected Kelly's art.
That first meeting, there was a sword in the room, and Kelly asked to sketch it, and Sheridan gave him permission because, as I understand, there was controversy as to whether Sheridan was wearing a sword the day he rode before the Confederate forces at Cedar Creek and rallied his troops. This kind of detail was important to Kelly always, and he talked about how their noses were bent this way or that way. An extraordinary amount of detail. Is that throughout all of his papers, not just the ones I have here, but everywhere, that almost annoyingly fastidious detail?
Everything in Kelly's art had to be documented, from the, you know, the great battles of the war down to the buttons on a uniform or the sword that a general might have carried. Kelly is not going to leave anything to the imagination. He had to document it. So in doing this illustration, and the statuette of Sheridan at Cedar Creek, he wanted to know what type of sword Sheridan carried at Cedar Creek. And Sheridan happened to have the sword and showed it to Kelly, and a detailed sketch was made. And of course, then Kelly has to have General Sheridan approve of the sketch, sign it. This is the sword that I carried at Cedar Creek. So Kelly was very much into protecting his art by documenting it, and doing these interviews with these famous generals was an important moment in Kelly's boyhood dream, of course, but then as an artist, to get it, the art correctly done.
One scene again and again that Kelly returns to, and he talks about it with Sheridan, is the surrendered Appomattox Courthouse in April of 1865. Sheridan was there, present. He had been leading the cavalry corps and chasing Lee's people all the way from Petersburg. But Sheridan didn't see the actual surrender. He fell asleep under a tree. Do I remember that correctly?
Yep, that is correct. Kelly was commissioned to do a picture of the surrender at Appomattox, and he approached General Sheridan and said, "General Sheridan, you always figured prominently in the room. Where exactly did you stand?" And Sheridan replies, "Kelly, I would like to be in your picture, but I never set foot in the room. I was outside asleep under a tree." When they all had arrived at the McLean house for the surrender, they shook hands all around, and Sheridan remarked to the other generals, "I've been 10 days in the saddle. I'm exhausted." He laid down under a tree, fell asleep, and did not wake until he looked up and saw Lee descend the stairways.
There was a light rain falling, and when Lee came out, is it Sheridan who remembers him red in the face? Is that Sheridan's memory?
That's Sheridan's memory of the event, yeah. And of course, and Kelly made a preliminary quick sketch of Sheridan waking up, rising up on an elbow and looking up and seeing Lee and Traveler, the horse. And that's what makes Kelly's work so interesting, that his attention to detail, getting the scene right, even if it's sacrificed General Sheridan in the room, Kelly, he wouldn't do something that wasn't right.
The book is Generals in Bronze, Interviewing the Commanders of the Civil War. William B. Stiple, Bill Stiple, is the author. I heartily recommend this to all of you who have the Civil War fever. Next, General William Tecumseh Sherman. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.